Hi, everyone. My name is Subir, and I'm a partner with EY. I cover the sector of clients that have financial services GCCs in India. I'm really excited today to have my guest here with me, Gaurav Ahluwalia, who is a leader in our people practice and actually has a long history as a HR head of a couple of very, very large banking GCCs in India as well. And the reason that we are together is because this industry, the financial services GCC industry today, which is over 500,000 people, has evolved from being a very, very simple back office activity to being at the forefront of their global organizations. And that has resulted in a substantial change in the way these companies look at talent, the way they look at leadership, the way they look at the overall ecosystem for their people and its development. And these are complex issues for companies to deal with. And so I'm really pleased to have Gaurav here with me to have a conversation around this topic. So with that, Gaurav, welcome to the conversation. And, you know, as I just mentioned, this is becoming a very major challenge. GCCs have to evolve. They've got to build the right skills. They've got to build the right leadership. What do you think has resulted in them getting as far as they have today?
Yeah.
And therefore, what is going to be needed to go beyond where they are?
Yeah. So firstly, thank you, Subir. Great to be here and great to have this conversation. And thanks for investing the time. Well, if you look at the FSGCC landscape, there is absolutely no question that today these organizations have moved far beyond being volume creators to value creators. There is absolutely no doubt. What's helping this shift happen are actually four very strategic priorities that global FS organizations are dealing with. So the first one is around digitalization and AI. Very important to drive regulatory reporting, very important to drive customer experience, both of which are core to any FS organization globally. And therefore, the GCCs in India are being asked to now create centers of excellence that actually help further this agenda through digitalization and AI. So that's one. Second is the complexity of regulatory reporting. And to be able to do that, COEs like financial crime, COEs around cyber, COEs around risk reporting are all being set up and run out of India. The third creator of this value is actually around end-to-end ownership now lying in India. Of all these complex COEs, you see most of the mature GCCs have nearly an end-to-end ownership in India. And that creates a substantial responsibility on India centers to actually look at this entire proposition from one end to the other. And the fourth one is, you know, it all started with cost. GCCs still are a major lever in alleviating cost pressures for global organizations. I mean, you know, it's pretty much moved on the fourth spot out of one to four, but it's still a very important part of why an FSGCC would be set up in India. Now, what this really does, it creates ripple effects on talent strategy. And the talent strategy till the past few years, I would say till about the last 3 years perhaps, was about scaling headcount. Now, it's about scaling influence. Because of the kind of imperatives that the global financial organizations are facing. Now, how do you scale influence? Requires three things. Number one, you're no longer hiring only generalists, you're also hiring specialists. So if you have to run COEs in cyber, in risk, in financial crime, for example, you need super specialized staff. I would liken it to running a hospital where, you know, you just don't have an orthopedics department. You now have people who are actually experts in hip surgery, in knee replacement, in sports medicine, et cetera, whereas in the past, you had a general orthopedic surgeon that you would actually go and see. So that's the super specialization from moving from a generalist to a specialist. The second is around global leaders, because all this kind of work requires the leaders of these functions to influence globally, not just in India. So that's the second big imperative. And the third are digital native skills. You know, today, when GCCs in FS are hiring for leaders, they're not just looking for business acumen, they're also looking for digital acumen. And when you combine all of this, it's actually a big influence on the overall agenda that an FS organization has towards its clients, towards its stakeholders, towards its regulators, and the engine that's actually driving all of these three agenda items sitting in India out of a GCC. So that's the four structural shifts. And as a result of that, the imperatives on talent.
And this is great. I love your example of the hospital and the generalists moving to specialists. You know, that is the need. But do you see these companies actually there at the moment? And if not, what do you see is needed to actually take it there?
Yeah. So some of the mature ones, I think, are nearing there, Subir. But that's a very small percentage. I think three things are really required. Number one, there are a lot of domain experts, but they're not global leaders. You know, their ability to lead and influence globally is still very limited, not for any other reason, but just the fact that this has been a very recent journey. And therefore, the ones that are winning this race are actually the ones who are investing a lot in leadership development, especially at the senior levels, especially building global leaders, especially having leaders to present their gravitas beyond the domain. So that's the one big area. The second big area is around AI adoption and AI education across the organization. So moving from experimentation to embedding AI. Yeah. And you see a lot of mature GCCs have taken yeoman steps in actually making sure that everybody across the board is AI literate. Even if they are not embedding AI or experimenting with AI, at least they can go beyond co-pilots. Yeah. And the third thing is the ability to influence global agendas through the successes that the GCCs have created in India. So if you've had a great cyber GCC, COE set up in India, if you have a great FinCrime COE set up in India, it actually gives a lot of boost and confidence to the headquarters to actually bring more of that kind of stuff, which may be in the areas of reg reporting, which may be in the areas of more financial in-depth cyber-related stuff. And you see that happening. So the more mature ones have actually taken these three steps. I think everybody's following those. And you know, the ones who win the race will be the ones who will act fast, but also the ones who will actually fail smart. You know, be pragmatic about it. Take steps that make that difference. There will be failures, but fail smart and move fast.
Yeah. I think that makes a lot of sense, yeah. The fail fast, because that's some of the problems that financial institutions have always had, that they've kind of got committed to something, and then it takes a long time, yeah, for them to extricate themselves. Whereas in today's world, that agility is becoming more and more relevant.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.